Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of June 2016, and this is the 374th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm not sure what happened to the last podcast, but it froze in the middle, so I am coming back and doing it again, and hoping that it's not going to freeze on me again. The needle looks as if it's swaying happily, so I shall proceed until it stops. Well, no, it won't stop. It'll be fine. It's been a very, very wet day today and yesterday. This morning when I got up, I'd been fairly determined that I would go for walks every morning again now. And it was lovely last week when the weather was dry and crisp and very, very inviting. Today, I love the rain, but sometimes I'm not really sure how long I want to walk in it. And I did go to the cafe with great intentions to go for a walk afterwards. And then I watched all these people queuing up for the bus. The bus stop is just outside the window of the cafe, and these were all people who normally walk into work, and it was raining more and more heavily. But when I actually went outside, and it still was pouring with rain, I couldn't stop my feet from going up to Knocklofty, so I did go up with an umbrella. And I had a lovely, splashy, totally solitary two-hour walk. It was quite misty up there, and wonderful smells and bright oranges from exposed bark of the trees. And water really gushing down the little creek that goes down, which is dry most of the year. So I'm very glad that my feet were more inclined than my head. But when I got back, I was quite wet. My trousers were completely saturated, in fact. And there's something about getting wet that makes me very tired. I didn't notice it particularly at the time, but I ended up having a really long nap this afternoon, much, much longer than was particularly useful, really. I mean, not useful to the nap, but what shall I say? It slightly encroached on my intended timetable, and so I'm rather behind where I had hoped to be today. But Mondays, I am taking off now, and I have to remind myself that that's the exact intention of taking Mondays off, because my Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays are so intense usually. I really need a day of really just sleeping off and maybe doing some tidying up. But not much else, not much in the way of writing and other work. So that's been what I've done today, and I'm now preparing myself to go to bell ringing. It's always interesting in the tower because the temperature, it lags a couple of days after the rest of the world, and the only intimation that it's pouring with rain outside is that the ropes are incredibly stiff. You can almost bend them at right angles because they shrink in the rain. And we have a downpipe that rings, that beats this slight offbeat time, which is kind of odd when we're trying to time our bells. So that has been my day and is what my day is going to be, a very gentle, very, very slow day. And I'm hoping that it will have energized me for the start of my week tomorrow. I do hope that whatever you've been doing today, that you've been able to take it at the right pace, whether that is very slowly or hardly at all, or with slightly more vigour than I have. And I hope that you have found whatever you are doing engaging. Again, whatever level of engagement you are working with at the moment. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.